This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Zimbabwe's former President Robert Mugabe has lashed out at the political party he founded in the 1960s. Today's election is the first in 38 years without Mugabe on the ballot as head of the ZANU-PF party.
I can't vote for ZANU-PF. I can't vote for those who have caused me to be in this condition.
94-year-old Mugabe resigned in November under pressure from the military. Longtime deputy, 75-year-old Emmerson Mnangagwa took over and is now running for president. He faces stiff competition from the head of the largest opposition party, Nelson Chamisa. Cambodia's leader gets another term in office. That story from Reuters' Grace Lee.
Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen has claimed victory once again in the country's general elections, but the opposition isn't backing down yet. They say what happened Sunday marked the death of democracy. They're not alone in the outrage. The election was seen largely as a sham, with rights groups saying it was neither free nor fair because Hun Sen didn't really have any significant challengers. It's prompted swift international reaction. The EU has threatened Cambodia with economic sanctions, while the White House says it's considering steps, including an expansion of visa restrictions on Cambodian officials.
Reuters' Grace Lee. Rescue operations underway on Indonesia's Lombok Island for hikers, guides who were stranded on a mountain without a powerful earthquake on Sunday. Authorities say at least 500 people, many of them foreigners, remain trapped on the mountain, which is the site of Indonesia's second highest volcano. The death toll from the quake has risen to 16, 162 people injured. Thousands of homes reportedly were mangled. This is VOA News. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his country, his government, will not back down and is willing to go its own way if the United States takes action over Turkey's detention of American evangelical pastor Andrew Brunson on charges of terrorism and espionage. James Jeffrey is a distinguished fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy and former U.S. ambassador to Turkey.
There are American evangelicals who are very concerned. Vice President Pence has taken up their case, as has the president, and importantly, as has the U.S. Congress, particularly as some months ago, President Erdogan, who's interested in the extradition from Pennsylvania of Fethullah Gulen, who the Turks, I think with good reason, think was behind the 2016 coup, suggested publicly a linkage between Pastor Brunson and Fethullah Gulen.
President Trump has threatened Turkey with sanctions unless Brunson is released. President Trump's top economic advisors say the 4.1% second quarter expansion of the U.S. economy announced last week is sustainable over time. It is the most growth in nearly 4 years. And Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin appeared on the program Fox News Sunday.
I think we're well on this path for several years. So I don't think this is a 1 or 2 year phenomenon. I think we definitely are in a period of 4 or 5 years of sustained 3% growth at least.
And on the CBS program Face the Nation, Larry Kudlow, director of the U.S. National Economic Council, spoke of the drivers behind the growth rate.
The heart of this report, as I said, consumer spending, business investment, are on a tear. Business investment is on a tear, which was really what our tax cuts were designed
right.
to do.
And your deregulation.
The deregulation, thank you, and the energy. And by the way, the president's attitude, the war against business is over.
Kudlow said last week's trade agreement with the European Union will significantly reduce trade barriers over time, and he says he's hopeful a breakthrough in talks with Mexico and Canada on trade. Wildfire is burning almost unchecked, and the U.S. state of California have claimed a sixth victim. More than 50,000 people have been forced from their homes. California Fire Chief Ken Pemlet said that fires have been very personal for the first responders.
There are a lot of people working the fire lines who have either lost homes, have family members who have lost homes, or certainly have been evacuated. And just some Herculean efforts between law enforcement, firefighters, and many others to pull people from harm's way.
Meantime, in Greece, they have begun to bury the victims of a deadly wildfire that raged through resort areas east of Athens. The death toll there standing at 91. Greek authorities say the fire was the result of arson. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.